Joining us from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, Andrew, you've been doing a bit of a deep dive into the latest migration data. What stands out for you?
Yeah, bit of data from Friday night, Mike, this is migration data, and it's been a bit of a minefield lately. Numbers have been moving around a fair bit, and I've talked about this before with the HOSC, is that the Statistics New Zealand are introducing a new system for estimating data. So previously they used what they call the intentions approach. So you might remember you filled out the arrivals and departures card, and they use that to estimate how long people plan to stay in the country. Now, they've changed. They're now using what's called an outcomes approach, and this looks at the actual movements of people. But it's more difficult to measure. It takes longer. So what they're doing is they're using statistical modelling to estimate what the numbers are over the recent months. So we're getting what are called provisional estimates. So if we look at the provisional estimate now for the last 12 months, we've got a number of 61,500 for migration, and a monthly number of 6,570. Now, Mike, now make sure you're sitting down. This is the highest monthly number we have seen in 18 years.
What?
So take a step back. You got to process that. Now, so I think I agree with the view that we need to be a bit careful interpreting these numbers at the moment, because if these numbers are right, then migration is absolutely booming.
Yes.
And this is a pretty dramatic reversal for after migration appeared to sort of peaked in mid-2017. You remember this was a key election issue? You know, there were too many people coming into the country, or were there? It was a big debate.
Yep.
So the provisional estimates are running very high. So we get these provisional estimates, then we get revisions. Statistics New Zealand is saying, look at the longer time series. That's the best thing to look at. So if we go back to September last year, we sort of step back 4 or 5 months, these numbers are running at sort of just over 50,000, 52,200. So it's a little bit hard to believe there's been a 20% lift in migration. And if that is happening, that's got some pretty significant implications for things like domestic demand, housing, those sort of stuff. So at some point, you know, we're going to have to trust these numbers. So we're just going to have to see where they fall out.
Yeah. Now, Disney Plus, Andrew, the market seems to be liking this.
Oh, loving this. Dow Jones up 269 points on Friday night. So that's just over 1%. S&P 500 tipped over 2,900 as well. So a very strong finish there. And we're stepping into the earnings season as well. That started well. That's really gets going this week. Yeah, but the Disney share price on Friday up over 11%, up $13.46. So share price closing over $130. So we've got details about the hugely anticipated Disney Plus streaming service. And importantly, we got lots of details, heaps of details, straight up the price. It's cheap, Mike, $6.99 a month, or $70 a year if you want to pay for a year. Coming November the 12th in the US. Don't know when we'll get it in New Zealand. There's going to be a global rollout over the next couple of years, I think. Western Europe and Asia Pacific, they're saying, will be online in last quarter 2019, early 2020. Don't know if New Zealand's in there. What do you get? You get Pixar, you get Star Wars, you get National Geographic, and what will be big in my house, you get Marvel. Who wouldn't want Marvel?
Exactly.
It's ad-free. All those people with the flash TVs, they'll get high definition as well. The numbers are big. 7,500 episodes of current and off-air TV shows. All 30 seasons of The Simpsons, Mike. The thing is, though... The thing is, they admit that it's going to be pretty hard to make profits out of this, and this is a pretty crowded space. I mean, you've got Netflix there, their share price down 4.5% on Friday in response to this. You've got Hulu, Amazon Prime, Apple Plus. They're all spending like crazy to get subscribers. I mean, Netflix are going to spend $15 billion in 2019. They'll still lose $3 or $4 billion. But, Mike, do you remember when it was cool to make profits? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Just going back to the good old days, you know, when
you're sounding very nostalgic, Andrew.
Profits.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so there
hey,
you go.
Super quick, some numbers. I do have to go.
26,412 on the Dow, up 1%. 2907 S&P 500, 7984 on the Nasdaq. The FTSE 100, 7437. The Nikkei, 21870. Shanghai Composite, 3188. The ASX 200 gained 53, 6251. We were pretty much unchanged on the NZX 50 on Friday, 9768 on the currencies, 0.6758 US, 0.9425 Aussie, 0.5983 Euro, 0.5171 pounds, 75.73 yen. Gold trading at $1,290. Brent crude, $71.55.
Super stuff. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.